So this video is especially for friends in the United States who would like to share my work. And in this video, I will explain some of the core principles I use for trauma healing. My name is Gopal and I'm a German trauma therapist and a spiritual teacher. And I developed a group process that allows us very precisely and very fast to address the core suffering in us and to transform it. I've written a book about it. It's called the Handbook Floating, and it's currently being translated to English. And in this video, I would like to outline the principles. So what I found out when I started to work with people is that in every group, every member re-establishes his or her childhood. And this is done by projecting unintegrated, non-integrated aspects of ourselves. So what we do, we project, but we never talk with the one on whom we project things. This is in short term, the core suffering. And we meet for all kinds of reasons. Also spiritual aspects, we try to meditate together, we do silent retreats, we learn to channel, we do chakra healing, yoga, meditation, everything. But what I see is that what is actually going on in the group members is not being addressed. Because what is happening when we take part in such a group, we start to interact and to re-establish the relationship we had to our parents. And this means we would like to come closer to someone, or we would like to create more distance to others. These are the two aspects. And mainly people actually are looking for a partner, if we are honest. But these processes are not being addressed. So I thought, how can we do that? And some years ago, I developed this process. And with that, we directly address only that. So we come together in a group. And it works like that, that someone explains his problem. And it doesn't matter what problem it is. Depression, fear, lack of money, lack of success, accidents, physical illness, it doesn't matter at all. Because the root cause for all these problems is always the conflict on the relational level. And after that, I asked the one, what person in this group has to do with that problem? And then the one can, without even understanding it, that he can say, oh yeah, it's you, you have to do with that problem. And then what I do is I just coordinate an interaction and bring these people into a real contact. And this real contact means really talking about the projections, the ideas I have about the other, and sharing my emotions and body sensations. This sounds simple, and actually it is simple, because this kind of interaction usually doesn't happen, because our body or our system believes that it is still dangerous. And with the help of a therapist, these two people start an interaction and they will be transformed both. So this is in short my floating work. And yeah, it works very fast. And as far as I can see, it has a deep impact of people who do that, because what people experience in the floating process is a kind of secure attachment, a kind of secure relationship, contact that they have never experienced so far in their lives. Because the body thinks, the whole system thinks, still thinks it's dangerous. And with this interaction, they experience that it's not dangerous, that we have two grown-ups who can talk about their internal states. And with this experience, the projection will dissolve because it will be overwritten by real input over the senses. It will be overwritten by real experience. And these are always stronger than any projection that comes from childhood. So this is the work, how I do that. It's quite complex to actually do that as a therapist, because both systems will do anything to avoid the actual contact. That's the nature of developmental and attachment trauma, of course. So it needs some qualifications and it is a simple process, actually. This is important, because things get more complex. We have more books and more research and so on, but the core principles are absolutely simple. Developmental trauma is being, how can we call that? It's being still created in the present as a grown-up by being identified with the projection of danger that comes from the other. And with the floating process, we dissolve that. And by dissolving the projection, we actually directly also dissolve the dysregulation of the body. So what people experience is, as soon as they get in real contact with the other, the body immediately relaxes and gets back into regulation. And with this experience of secure closeness, they can establish deeper relationships in their life outside of the floating process. So they will not get dependent on a therapist or on these kind of group experiences. Yeah, so if you want to organize such work in the States, I'm happy to hear from you. We can do that also online, of course. So maybe this is the first step to work online. Here in Europe, we already do that. And if there's more interest, I'm ready to come to the States and do it right there.